Chapter 7. I drove out of Miami slowly so the kids could get a decent look around. They marveled at the speeding, swerving cars, and I explained that in South Florida, hitting your brakes is considered a display of fear. It's best to avoid it. I mentioned a few historical facts so the trip would be educational. For instance, I told them the city's name had come from the native word Miami, which meant big lake. No one cared. And that Al Capone had lived here in the 1930s. No one knew who Al Capone was. I grew a little desperate and dredged up the legends of Blackbeard and Jean Lafitte, pirates who, it was said, used to visit the area and hide treasure on the coastal islands in the mainland. Joseph said, "Can we look for treasure?" "Maybe. It's not common to find it anymore, but we can go to the beach and try." That seemed to satisfy everyone. We stopped to pick up 3 gigantic pizzas from Pizza Brew, and by the time we reached our destination, everyone was hungry and tired. Each kid carried a small suitcase or backpack. I balanced the 3 pizzas like a Ringling Brothers act and opened the front door. When the kids stepped into the cool, wide room, they all asked some version of the same question. "Where are we?" I still had some explaining to do. I'd been avoiding phone calls from the FBI supervisor that I was sure were related to me taking the kids. He was a stickler for rules, and I was fairly certain the FBI had a rule about not kidnapping minors. I wasn't worried. I intended to return them once I was certain they'd be treated right. Jacques, the Belgian boy, stared through a sliding glass door at the patio with the pool wedged into the backyard. He turned to me and smiled. "I am a good swimmer." I patted him on the head and said, "We'll put that boast to the test after dinner." All of the children turned and looked at the hallway on the far side of the room. I let them stare in silence for a moment at the 2 women standing there like ghosts. They didn't move, and both happened to be dressed in light clothes. The effect was perfect. I wasn't sure how this would play out, but the time had come to see how good my decision-making abilities were.